Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Remember that fact, ladies. Remember that the Kroger cut by the ruler gives you more meat, less waste, and for this reason. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef by the ruler removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And listen, you get the top U.S. government grades of beef. Yes, sirree, it's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you get better value in top-grade beef. Let's take a Kroger cut chuck roast as an example. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. You're bound to get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. No matter which you prefer, steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. But make that discovery for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store and get Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. A lost love can mean a life shattered. And never has a love been lost so tragically as it has been for Penny Gibbs. For Penny and Barry Carlton love each other as much as ever, but cannot marry. Barry has learned that there is insanity in his family and that it would be unjust if he were to take a wife. It is the day following the announcement of the tragic news, and Penny says to her mother,
Mother, we've been over it again and again. Talking about it doesn't make it any better or any easier. Any less bitter to take.
I know, Penny.
Do you know, darling? Do you have any idea what's going on inside of me? Mother, the words I'm speaking don't tell you what's in my heart.
I know what's in your heart, because the same thing is in mine, dear.
Then you ought to know that talking won't do any good. Barry's gone and it's over. There's no future. There's no anything anymore.
Oh, but there is, darling, there is.
Not for me, there isn't, Mother. Not the way it was supposed to be and had every right to be. Why did it happen this way? Why did it end like this? Did I do something? Did either one of us do something to suffer like this?
Darling, I don't know. But it happened and...
I know. And it's happened to hundreds and thousands of others before. It'll happen again to others everywhere, all the time. But this time it happened to me.
Makes a difference when it happens to you, doesn't it?
Am I selfish to say that?
Oh, no, darling, only human. Do you know, there's something very strange about the way you've taken this. No tears, no show of pain.
The pain's here, Mother, inside. And so are the tears. So many tears, they don't have room to flow.
I wish they would for your sake.
They wouldn't help.
Darling, they'd loosen the tension. And you must let yourself go. You can't go on this way, taut, tense, and all knotted up inside.
I can't help it, Mother. I can't let go. If I do, I'd never be the same again. I couldn't pick myself up. I don't know why I feel this way. Hurt, but not hurt. Pain, but not in pain. I guess I'm just all mixed up.
Oh, darling, perhaps it's shock. Shock can dull the pain, but when the shock wears off... Oh, darling, I wish it would wear off now so I can be with you.
What do you want me to do, Mother? Weep and wail and kick and scream like a child who lost a toy? No, I'm not a child and I haven't lost a toy. I'm a grown woman who's lost everything.
Oh, darling, if only I could make you see, if I could only help you.
There's nothing you can do, Mother. I think I'll go to my room. Don't call me unless it's important.
Oh, darling, I wish you wouldn't want to be alone.
I want to be alone, Mother. I want to rest. If anybody phones, tell them I'm not in. I don't want to talk to anybody.
All right, I won't disturb you unless it's very important, dear. Oh, poor child. Jed?
Calling me, Grace?
Yes, are you busy, dear?
Not too busy.
Well, you don't mind if I talk to you a little bit then, do you?
I'd mind if you didn't want to talk to me once in a while. How's Penny?
How do you think?
Yeah, it's awful. It's terrible. It's the worst thing I can imagine happening to anyone. But to have it happen to Penny. Well, is she any better than she was this morning?
No, the shock still hasn't worn off.
And it probably won't for some time to come. But when it does...
Oh, Jed, you have to get those sketches off to Chicago, don't you?
Never mind the sketches, and they're not as important as Penny or you. It seems to me...
Oh, Jed, why did it have to happen? Why did it have to happen to Penny of all people?
It happened because it happened, that's all. And Penny isn't immune to ill fortune. I wish she were. I'd like to build a fence around her to keep her from harm. But that can't be done.
Jed, upstairs, that poor girl sits alone, thinking thoughts so deep and dreadful, I hate to think about them.
She'll be all right.
Well, this time I wonder. This was a terrible blow. This was the end of the world for her. Jed, she'd found what she wanted, and what she wanted was right for her to have. She'll never find the same thing again. It's impossible for such a perfect thing ever to exist again. She must know it, too, and up there in her room, she must be wondering what cruelties will dog her next. Oh, Jed, will she be able
no,
to stand
no,
it?
No, no, Grace. Tears never washed away a thing. And you're too big a girl to cry.
I'm sorry, but I'm just sick inside when I think about Penny. What can we do for her? What kind of help can we give her?
Love and understanding. That's about all. And encouragement when she needs it. The child must have faith, the faith that she has now. She must be encouraged to keep that faith and bolster it when it falters, as it will from time to time. That's about all we can do for the child.
Well, not much, is it?
You know the power of love and the comfort of understanding. There are a lot. And if the child keeps faith, we give her love and understanding, we'll be giving her everything there is to give. And all she needs.
Oh, Jed, I can't help it. I have to cry.
Well, I suppose you do it then. You and Penny are something just like one person. When something happens to her, it happens to you, too. You say the child hasn't shed a tear since Barry left?
Not a what? She has to cry, Jed. She has to. Something'll have to happen to make her cry.
Well, now, Grace, maybe it will.
Oh, but soon, Jed, it has to happen soon.
Well, maybe because you're crying, she will. I say again, you two are so much alike, you're like one person.
I know.
Now, maybe up there in her room, she'll cry. Because down here, she may feel the understanding of your tears.
Come in.
May I come in, Aunt Penny?
Yes, Julie, if you want to. I'm not very good company, though.
I'm lonesome all by myself. And you're all by yourself, too. Are you lonesome?
A little, Julie.
Maybe we can have fun being lonesome together.
Maybe we can.
Can I sit on the window seat with you and look out, too?
If you'd like to. Wait a minute. Come on, I'll help you.
Well, I can get up by myself. Will you hold Grace and Henrietta Geraldine?
Mm-hmm. You take your two dolls wherever you go, don't you?
Uh-huh. I'll take them back now. Unless you want to hold one.
No, thanks, Julie. I think they're probably more comfortable with you. Here you go.
All right. It's pretty outside, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Don't you want to go out in the yard and play, Julie?
No. I'm tired of playing. My dolls have to take a nap pretty soon.
I see.
What are you looking for out the window, Aunt Penny?
Nothing in particular, Julie. I'm just looking.
Oh. I like to look out the window and count the automobiles. Don't you?
I used to, when I was a little girl.
I like the cars with no tops. They look like fun. I'm going to make my husband buy me one someday.
Yes, you do that, Julie. They're nice in the country. Especially in the summertime.
Oh, look. There goes one down the street.
Mm-hmm.
Where are people going all the time in automobiles?
They're going many places, Julie. Some are going home and some to work and some are going to see friends or driving out of town on vacation. Some are just riding around, not going anywhere.
I don't like that. I like some place to go.
It's the way it should be, Julie. It's always better to do things according to plans and with reasons. They have much more meaning. And sometimes it's wrong to play.
It is? Why?
Because when your plans go wrong, you feel sad, Julie. Oh, I don't know. Not everything can work out perfectly, can it?
I don't know, Aunt Penny.
No, I don't suppose you do.
Aunt Penny?
Mm-hmm?
Wouldn't it be nice if Mommy and Uncle George drove up while we were watching in the window like this?
Yes, that would be nice, Julie.
Maybe if we watch long enough, she will.
I hope so, darling, for your sake.
I've watched for Uncle Freddy to come home when he's promised to bring me candy. And if I watch long enough, pretty soon I see him.
Julie, you always get everything you want. If you wait long enough for it.
I watched the window for Uncle Freddy to come home yesterday. And I didn't have to wait long at all. Are you waiting for someone to drive up, Aunt Penny?
No, not today.
Tomorrow?
No, not tomorrow.
Soon?
I don't know, Julie. I don't think so.
If we wait here long enough, Uncle Barry will drive up in his big automobile, won't he?
No, Julie.
But he drove up yesterday. I watched and I watched and he drove up yesterday.
That was yesterday, Julie.
And he won't be here today or tomorrow?
No, Julie, I'm afraid not.
But why, Aunt Penny? Is he mad at you?
No, Julie, he isn't mad at me.
Why won't he come to see you anymore?
Oh, Julie!
Doesn't he want to?
Yes, he wants to.
Don't you want him to?
Yes, Julie, I want him to.
Aunt Penny, I said it all wrong. I didn't mean to want him.
No, you didn't.
Oh, Aunt Penny, don't cry, please. It makes me sad.
Oh, darling, don't you cry. Come here, Julie, let me hold you. You didn't say anything wrong.
Then why are you crying?
Because I want you, Julie. Because I want to cry. Oh, Julie, never in my life has it felt so good to cry.
So the tears have come to Penny's eyes at last. Will this bring the release from inner suffering she needs? Or has Penny suffered a tragedy from which she'll be slow to recover? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef. And Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. Right. Kroger Cut by the ruler gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef by the ruler removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Take a Kroger Cut round steak or roast, for example. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. You get a minimum of bone, and you get top U.S. government grades of beef. Beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. But visit your neighborhood Kroger store and see for yourself. And remember, whether you buy a steak or a roast, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat for your money. Ladies, make plans right this instant to visit your neighborhood Kroger store, the only place you can buy Kroger cut beef. Surprise and delight your family with a delicious and juicy steak or roast. And remember, in Kroger cut beef, you get more meat for your money, because the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get Kroger cut beef right away at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to join us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.